Track 3, Tim's Brain Teaser Christmas Quiz. Well, now it's quiz time with Sam. So before your brains get befuddled with all the festivities, put them to good use with this quiz about all things Christmassy. Over to you, Sam.
Well, as the year draws to a close, we are going to dust off the cobwebs of our grey matter and we are going to quiz our way into the new year. But before 2025 dawns, we have a Christmas to celebrate. And what better way to gather all your Christmassy thoughts together than a Christmas quiz? We've got food, drink, traditions, drink, characters, a drink feature. So something for everyone. Well, as usual, our quiz questions are on this track and the answers will follow on a later one. Unusually, there are 20 questions in this bumper quiz, so we had better make a start before that eggnog kicks in. Okay, well, you can pull a cracker when we are halfway through, if you like. So question number one. Traditionally, when should you start making a Christmas pudding? That's traditionally, when should you start making a Christmas pudding? And question number two, what decoration do elves traditionally have on their shoes? That's what decoration do elves traditionally have on their shoes? Question number three, what fruit is traditionally put inside a Christmas stocking? So that's what fruit is traditionally put inside a Christmas stocking. And question number four. Now, if you're born on Christmas Day, what is your star sign? So that's if you're born on Christmas Day, what's your star sign? And question number five. What is the best-selling Christmas single of all time? That's what is the best-selling Christmas single of all time. And question number six, keeping with music, what year did Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You come out? So that's what year did Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You come out? And question number seven, how many ghosts show up in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? So that's how many ghosts show up in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And question number eight, in which country did eggnog originate? That's which country did eggnog originate? And question number nine, in which country is it tradition to eat a KFC for Christmas dinner? That's which country is it tradition to eat a KFC for Christmas dinner? Well, we are halfway through now, so get ready to pull that cracker. One, two, three, pull! Yay! Okay, question number 10. Settle down, children. This will get you counting on your fingers and your toes. How many gifts were given in total in the 12 Days of Christmas song? So that is, how many gifts were given in total in the 12 Days of Christmas song? Question number 11. Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? That's which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? And question number 12. How many of Rudolph's fellow reindeer's names start with the letter D? So that's how many of Rudolph's fellow reindeer's names start with the letter D? And question number 13. Which city has been donating Trafalgar Square's Christmas tree to London every year since 1947? So that's which city has been donating Trafalgar Square's Christmas tree to London every year since 1947? And question number 14. What time is the King's Speech traditionally broadcast on Christmas Day? So that's what time is the King's speech traditionally broadcast on Christmas Day? And question 15. What is traditionally hidden inside a Christmas pudding? So that's what is traditionally hidden inside a Christmas pudding? And question 16. When do the 12 days of Christmas start? That's when do the 12 days of Christmas start? And question 17. What colour are mistletoe berries? So that's what colour are mistletoe berries? And question number 18. According to the Bible, what did the three wise men bring baby Jesus? So that's what did the three wise men, according to the Bible, bring baby Jesus? And question number 19. Where does the royal family traditionally celebrate Christmas? So that's where does the royal family traditionally celebrate Christmas? And finally, question number 20. According to tradition, when should you have all your Christmas decorations down by? So that's when should you have your Christmas decorations down by? Phew. Well, well done on getting through all those questions. Now, how do you think you have done? Well, I hope there was plenty of shouting out of the answers in amongst slurps of pop or something stronger. Ooh, like a glass of bubbly or a cocktail. Ooh, we like a cocktail, don't we, dear listener? Oh, yeah. I'll be back after a wee break. I mean a little break with the answers. So cheers for now.
How do you think you did? Well, just contain yourselves a bit longer and the answers will be coming up shortly.